Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. I appreciate you tuning in this week to hear a new topic. I really do. But listen up. We have some exciting news that we are expanding to different social media platforms. Or we have expanded, actually, to a different platform. Now, we still will be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon Music. That's just to name a few. But now we have expanded to Facebook and YouTube. Yes, YouTube. I never thought I would be saying this, but hey, guys, I need you to go to the channel, A Dose of Nikki. Subscribe and like. I never thought I'd be saying this, but I am saying it. That platform is going to offer you an opportunity to interact and comment on existing shows or new shows, and then share what you would like for us to delve into. And the same goes to with Facebook. Okay, so I'm thanking you in advance for your support. Thank you very much. So I'm going to continue to introduce to you some incredible individuals throughout the podcast that hopefully we can tie into the episodes and the episode topics. Okay, so today the individual we will highlight is Selma Burke. Now, how many of you can literally raise your hand and say, I know who she is? Not me. I did not know who she was until I had heard it. Someone brought it to my attention. Then I did some research and I'm like, oh my goodness. So kudos to you for knowing who Mrs. Selma Burke is. First, let's go into your pocket, your wallet, purse, wherever you have some coins. And I want you to look for the United States dime. Okay, the dime is the smallest coin of all the coins in the United States. It's very tiny. So take a moment to examine and inspect that dime. Okay, now, while you're looking for this dime, I am going to enlighten you on the connection between Selma Burke and that very dime. Now, if you're having difficulty seeing what's on the head of the dime, that's okay. I'm going to take a page from my mother's book and tell you to take a picture with your cell phone. Then expand the photo so you can see all the intricate details on the dime. Okay? Now follow me. The impression on the dime is of Franklin D. Roosevelt, which many of us know as FDR, right? Now, the question I have for you is, what number president was FDR? He was the 32nd president. Okay? Now, they wanted to commemorate his legacy and also celebrate the fact that he was the founder of the March of Dimes. So the United States Mint in Congress voted to have FDR's portrait on the dime, right? Now, on the dime, if you take a look at the bottom point of his neck, right in front of the imprinted year, you will see the initials JS. Now, it's very small, so it could come across as a 5, J5, but it's JS. And that JS are the initials to the chief engraver, John Sinnock. Now check it out. Selma Burke, she is a Black American woman born in North Carolina in 1900. And she was a sculptor, okay? She won a fine arts competition in 1943 and had the rare opportunity to sculpt FDR's likeness on the new Recorder of Deeds building in Washington, D.C. It was the new building at the time, okay? So she had a bit of a challenge and requested a live sketch session with the president, which was surprisingly granted. She wrote to the White House, and they granted her this opportunity. And see, ask and you shall receive, right? So in 1944, she met with the president, and she sketched his profile, guess what, on a brown paper bag, okay? And then FDR invited Selma back the next day for another session, okay? That was great. So the next year, about a few months prior to his death, Eleanor Roosevelt, which is his wife, came to New York to visit Selma's home so she can see the final draft. And when she saw it, she didn't believe the profile represented FDR very well because it looked too young. Now, at this time, FDR was about 63 years old, and I guess she felt the picture didn't look like a 63-year-old man, okay? And guess what your girl Selma told her? She said, I didn't make it for today. I made it for tomorrow, and tomorrow. This woman had foresight. She said, no, I'm making it for like the people like me and you, going in our pocket and pulling out this dime and using it today, 80 years later. Now, John Sinnock was chosen to sculpt FDR's portrait for the dime, which was released to the public on January 30th, 1946, which was on FDR's birthday. But by that time, he had already passed away. So they now, JS initials appears on the dime. However, there is controversy. Selma Burke claimed that the imprint was strikingly similar to the profile portrait she drew of FDR 3 years earlier, and she demanded an investigation with the FBI. And guess what the FBI did? They turned the investigation on her instead. Imagine that. That's okay, because Selma Burke went on to achieve great things. She has a school, the Selma Burke School of Sculpture in New York. She had the Art Center in Pittsburgh. And then she received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Jimmy Carter for Women's Caucus for Art. You see, she was great on her own, even if she did not get the credit for the dime imprint. She lived a long life to the impressive age of 94. Look at that. And this leads us into the topic of the day, judgment. Now, you know me, I need to give you the definition of judgment. What is it? It is the process of forming an opinion or an evaluation by comparing. It's the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusion, that come to sensible conclusions, okay? The ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. I think the key word sensible is important. Like you go to court, you go, they have evidence, they do this, they look at it, and blah, 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 and they make a decision. That's it, okay? But just like that, Selma, a professional of that caliber, claims were turned into her becoming the defendant because of what? Judgment. Judgment can be an act of character assault. You know? You see? Follow me now. Proof is in the pudding. Experts stated that the portrait was similar. They said it. But she now became the defendant. I think there was additional components that played a role in this decision-making process. What do you think? Could it have been that Selma was a female? Back then, going up against a man, that was unheard of. And then, on top of it, she's a black woman. Even more. And then John's credibility of being a renowned sculptor of several presidents, and he was a teacher of art, outweighed her claim, apparently, you know? But judging is not just in that scenario. It's just an example. But I'm going to bring you into how we all are guilty of judging people as well. We are. And when we judge people, it is not usually positive. It's not like you judging somebody. Oh, I think she's a great person. Oh, I think that she's, she probably does these great things, or he does these great things for people and blah, blah, blah. No, we don't do that when we judge. Someone can walk past you wearing an outfit that is not appealing to you. And guess what? You can make an entire story about that person and you don't even know them. You don't even know them. You have categorized them into someone horrible. Put them on the same playing field as a murderer, practically, you know? They didn't even commit a crime. Yet we can put them on that level just by what? Judging. They could have just saved someone's life. They could be a hero. Yet you judged them. You don't know them, all because of something they wore. When you think about it, the reason behind the judgment is usually trivial. Why do we do that? I believe it has to do a lot with deflecting. It's a smokescreen that makes you deviate from the intended purpose. You have something going on within you that needs to be addressed. That's what it is. And since that issue can be difficult, we choose to focus on something else instead of dealing with what's going on with us, with you. Let's say the need is for you to get your personal finance in order. Instead of focusing on how to pay off or pay down your debt, you start focusing on what someone is wearing. Trivial. Focused on the person's life and that it's not in order, right? Meanwhile, your life is not in order. You need to focus on you getting your finances in order. And the time you spend getting your finances in order will no longer attract you to what someone is what? Wearing. You see? You see? You'll be too busy mapping out a strategic plan and working to improve your financial situation. Yet, judgment rears its ugly head. Isn't there something? Instead of pointing the finger and highlighting someone's choice of style, which you translated to shortcomings, or throwing around accusations, your mind will be too busy getting your act together. And before passing judgment, take an internal assessment. Sit still for a moment and determine if you need to take action on your life. Leave people alone. Leave people alone. Let people be. Meet people where they are. Accept others for who they are. Do not pass judgment, especially if you have not walked in their shoes. Walk in your own shoes. See if your shoes fit. You might have to make an upgrade to your own fit. Now, until next time, on A Dose of Nikki. Be well, my people. Be well.